Let's get a view from Samantha, who's calling from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Samantha, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Doesn't involve Harvard, but last year when my daughter was a senior, she applied to Johns Hopkins, and we are white. She was not accepted. Out of curiosity, we did something not exactly ethical, but out of curiosity, she reapplied, just switching her middle name and her first name around. Birth date, grade point average, test scores, extracurriculars, everything was identical. That was the only change. In addition to checking the black box on the application, not only was she accepted into Johns Hopkins, she was also accepted into the Peabody program and offered a scholarship covering half her tuition. Just check the black box. Mm.
Samantha, can I ask you a quick question? And I definitely want to have our guests reflect on your story here about your daughter. But I'm just looking back at this 1978 ruling that the Supreme Court put out, and Peter Wood earlier in the hour, to be fair to him, he called Justice Powell's decision sort of a fringe decision by one justice on the Supreme Court. But Justice Powell wrote that, I'm just going to read a quick excerpt to you, Samantha. He wrote that in choosing among thousands of applicants who are not only admissible academically but have other strong qualities, the committee, in this case Harvard's admissions committee, can use a number of criteria in mind. And then he goes on to say the race of an applicant may tip the balance in their favor, just as geographic origin or a life spent on the farm may tip the balance. A farm boy from Idaho can bring something to Harvard College that a Bostonian cannot offer. Similarly, a black student can bring something that a white person cannot offer, can usually bring. I'm just wondering what your response is to that, since you said your daughter just checked a different race box and got in, even though everything else about her was the same.
Oh, I don't even know how to respond. We also live on a farm, so to hear the, you know, farm people get extra preference, it didn't make any difference. I mean, we were so baffled, and we wanted to tell our friends, but of course we didn't, because what we did, you know, wasn't exactly right. And she did write a letter in declining and said she had chose a different school, so that scholarship could go to someone else. It wasn't like she tied up a scholarship, but everything was identical.
Yeah.
And if you're going to let in one person who has exactly the same grade point average, exactly the same classes, then you need to let someone else in who is exactly the same, because that's really what the best of the best are, who should be going to college, not the best of what they want their yearbook picture to look like.
But Samantha, sorry, I don't mean to have you on the air longer than maybe you wanted it to be, but are you implying that you think that someone else who is, you know, genuinely African-American, you know, wasn't as qualified and let in? Is that the subtext here? I just want to let you have your say.
I think regardless of race, if you aren't as good, you shouldn't go. I mean, she got into MIT with no problem. She's attending MIT and loving it. But you're the best of the best are supposed to go. That's how it used to be. If you came from, I do genuinely feel, okay, I do have empathy for students of all ethnicities, because this includes a lot of different ethnicities that are going to the inner city schools, the schools where they don't have textbooks. They may have 10 for a class of 35. And they don't have places for everyone to sit, and they are definitely have the deck stacked against them, and maybe then go to junior college for 2 years.
Yeah.
Get yourself ready to go and then apply. It's unfortunate that they may have to take those steps. I mean, we went out a lot of stuff. We live on a farm. We are certainly not wealthy, and sacrificed a lot for her to be able to take the classes she needed and do the things she needed.
Well, Samantha, I'm going to take it back from you there, and thank you. Actually, thank you so much for your call and for your extended back and forth with me. I really appreciate it.